The very first. Origins of famous phrases and customs and the little-known stories behind them. Today's episode, toasting, love, and nest eggs. Do you know where we got the practice of people clinking their glasses before drinking a toast? Well, back in the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, it was common for politicians, people of wealth, even clergy, to try to kill their enemies by offering them a poisoned drink. So common a practice was it that during large parties and affairs of state, in order to prove to someone that the drink was safe, it became customary for the guest to pour a small amount of his drink into the glass of the host. Both men would drink simultaneously. When the guest trusted the host, he would then touch or clink the host's glass with his own, thus the toast. Zero scores in tennis are called love, as in 15 love, 30 love, etc. Well, that came from France, where tennis first became popular. A big round zero on the scoreboard looked a lot like an egg and was derisively called le ouf, which is French for egg. When tennis was introduced in the USA, people pronounced le ouf love. A nest egg is defined as a saved-up amount of money that'll hopefully grow in value. The saying has been around for a long time, originating in the 1600s. Farmers who raised chickens had trouble finding their eggs because, like the good mothers they were, the hens would deposit their eggs in various hidden locations. So farmers came up with a trick of placing pottery eggs in the nests to fool the hens and hopefully encourage them to lay more in the same place. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.